matter what, you have to deal with the conditions. The weather forcing you guys to practice differently this week?
Right. Well, the lightning, you know, we're not going to go out there and lightning that. If there wasn't lightning, then we would go out there in the rain. But but because of the lightning, you know, strikes were close, we went inside. And the other thing about that is we have field turf in there, which, you know, is good as far as this game this weekend. You know, at least practicing on field turf, we get that work, which is important. But, you know, ideally we'd like to be outside, but hey, it is what it is. Well, I just think that, I don't know anything about their locker room. I just know that all week is, you know, every week's a challenge. You know, no matter what the records are, or, you know, no matter what the conditions are, no matter who you're playing, it's just a big challenge. And when you watch the New York Giants, you know that it's going to be a big challenge. Not only are we on the road, MetLife Stadium, it'll be a loud crowd, but we're playing a very, very tough, well-coached football team, in my opinion. So it's going to be a big challenge.
What do you think has made you guys successful?
You know, I don't know, Tanya, really. I can't pinpoint just, you know, we're only two games into the season. But I will say that we work on it a lot. You know, we definitely concentrate on it a lot in meetings. We concentrate on it a lot in practice. And then I think, you know, you have to look at the players and their ability to go out there and execute. The players have done a really good job of executing what we're trying to do, so give them all the credit. But, you know, I think it's important to note that it's only two games into the season, and we need to keep that going, keep that trend going.
Phil, that's a place that's been known to have some wind issues across
right.
Different ways. Does that change the way you call a game and also practice?
Yeah, we'll have to see when we get there. You know, we'll have to see you know, how windy it is that day. I'm not sure what the wind forecast is right now, but, yeah, it has been windy in the past when we've played there when I was in New England. But, again, you have to get there early, see what the wind is, and then certainly it does affect how you would choose which end to kick from, you know, based on, you know, what the wind forecast for the next 3 hours once the ball was kicked off, what it would be. You have to understand which direction you want to go as far as on offense and for their offense too, because, you know, if it's going to be windy early, do you want the wind at your back or do you want it at your back late? You know, all those things go into it, but you really can't decide that till you get to the stadium. You know, I don't think so. I don't think it's an advantage. I think it's a very tough place to play. You know, my experience there has been that it's very loud. You know, even last year at Penn State, we opened up the season there against Syracuse, and it was very loud that day. and so, you know, that's my experience, that it's a tough venue to play in because of the home crowd. I think it's every week's a matchup. So, you know, certain teams, maybe they matched up well against the run or matched up well against the pass, whatever it may be. I think for us, we've got to look at how we match up against them and what's our best plan of attack. So, you know, we've been practicing the past 2 days on what we think is our best plan of attack. And we always try to stay balanced. I know it hasn't been balanced. It's been more run than pass so far this year. But we really do try to achieve a balance, you know, run pass ratio. So we'll always try to do that going into these games.
Coach Bean, you have shown your good run team. Does this help going up against teams like the Giants, especially with the weather conditions?
Well, I've been impressed with the way so far that we've run the ball, and I think that that's an important part of our game. You know, we work on it a lot. We've got to try to run the football, you know, based on who we have in the backfield and our offensive line, our tight ends, you know. But at the same time, we always have to do whatever it is we need to do to win. So if we go in there, we know it's going to be difficult to run the ball against this front. And if the run game's not going well, then we have to change. We have to do what we have to do to win. Maybe that's changing a run scheme. Maybe that's throwing the ball more. We'll have to see how it plays out on Sunday. I don't know that yet. I'm not sure yet.
Talk about Bowie's progress. It looked like he started well preseason, struggled a little bit the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right, John. He did. He started out really well. Like most rookies, he hit kind of that training camp wall. But he was able, I think, to climb over it. And he played well last week against Oakland. And so, you know, here's a guy who I think is a mature guy, very football smart guy, very smart guy. A guy that when he was there in the draft, you know, we felt really strongly about his ability to come in here and help us in special teams and help us as a running back. So he's doing exactly what we thought he would do, and he just needs to keep working and getting better. I think, you know, I think anytime you have, you know, an excellent player at your position, I think it helps. I really do. I think if you're playing, you know, if you're Jeff Pagan and you're watching Watt, even though that might be a different skill set, that's got to help. If you're Max Bulla and you're watching Cushing, you know, that has to help. If you're, you know, a young receiver, even DeAndre Hopkins, who's a really good football player, but he's got Andre Johnson there. Anytime you're able to have a guy like that, Arian Foster for Blue, now he's got Ronnie Brown. You know, Ronnie Brown has a really good history in this league and is a, just a great teammate, great guy. I think that always helps young players. I'm a big believer in that, and I think we have that at all of the positions. If you're a young offensive lineman and you've got Dwayne Brown and Chris Myers, you know, and you're watching these guys operate every day, like, that's important.
You have a lot of family and friends coming.
I got my dad. I think my dad's coming with his three buddies, his three golfing buddies. They claim to be good golfers, but I've witnessed that, so I would argue that. I have my older brother coming with my dad. I have two older brothers, and my middle brother's coming. And I don't know. I'm sure there's probably some other. You know, I'm from Boston, so, like, I'm not sure how much those Boston guys want to travel to New York, you know.